Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Yahweh, and an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after holiness, in hope of eternal life, which Elohim, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed to me according to the commandment of Yahweh our Savior, to Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, peace from Yahweh the Father and Yahshua the Messiah, our Savior. For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of Yahweh, and not silf, not soon angry, not given to wine, not a striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober and just and holy and temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars and evil beasts and lazy gluttons. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but to them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. End of chapter. Titus, chapter 2. But speak you the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober and grave and temperate and sound in faith, in charity and in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becomes holiness, false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home and good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not talking back, not stealing, but showing all fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of Yahweh in all things. For the grace of Yahweh that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying unrighteousness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and piously in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the esteemed appearance of the great Elohim and our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. End of chapter. Titus, chapter 3. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be not brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of Yahweh, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Yeshua, the Messiah, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questions and arguments about genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is divisive after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sins, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting to them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary use, may be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute you. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. End of chapter.